Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial star star RWCAT to learn more.
The Michael K. Show.
You like Michael K., right?
Nah, he's fine.
How about Stephen A.?
Love Stephen A.
Great. Will you exchange gifts on Shibuya?
Those are some of the hard-hitting questions he'll be asking.
On Center Stage.
On Center Stage.
June 25th. Do you want to be in the audience? And Stephen A. Smith say, I love the Michael K. Show with them boys.
I'd give the Knicks mic one. You guys.
By the way, did we get the audio yesterday of when Michael said vodka and seltzer?
Truly Hard Seltzer, Kona Beer, and Deep Eddy Vodka.
The Michael K. Show.
The seltzer, my vodka.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Well, I see you do the first game of a doubleheader, and your supposed friends turn on you, but that's fine. That's who they are, and that's what they'll be. And that's
Why do we have to be reminded what show you're on? This is the show that doesn't let anything go.
Thank you. The Michael K. Show they're talking about on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. Also, the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Since Joe Douglas has been hired, I have pretty much tried to read every single thing I could about him. And it's almost universal throughout the NFL that the Jets didn't make a good hire. They made a great hire. It doesn't seem like anybody has anything bad to say about Joe Douglas. So let's bring him in. Joe, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. And the first question is, does it make you uncomfortable that everybody loves you so much?
First off, hi guys. How are you doing? It's great to be here. A little bit. You know, it's like, where can you go from here, right? No, but it's extremely flattering. I just know that there's a ton of work to do, and I can't wait to get my sleeves rolled up and get to work here.
What's the first thing you feel like you have to attack?
You know, just learning everyone's names, probably. Then getting down, getting with the coaching staff, you know, having some personnel meetings, going over the roster, going over depth charts. That's going to be the first plan of attack moving
forward.
Joe,
I'm wondering that when you look at when you're hired, to all of us, I think, it's an odd time for a GM to be hired because the draft has happened, the free agent money that you had under the cap has been spent. How can you make improvements at such a late date? Do you have to wait until teams start cutting players?
You know, teams are still cutting players right now. You know, so like I mentioned in my press conference, I mean, we do have the third claim, and you know, we're going to use that. And so, you know, most teams are getting ready to go for a break. So probably after this week, teams are going to be off. But when we get back together for training camp, I can't wait to get the scouts in here, get to know them, get to working with them, and then we'll get right on top of our preseason evaluations, preseason game evaluations, get our board together, get ready to start making some claims here and upgrading this roster. And you know, like I talked about earlier, there are multiple avenues to improve this team, and I feel like the draft and unrestricted free agents here in the limelight, but we're gonna attack this year round.
I know it's early, very early, but just your assessment of what you have, would you grade this as a pretty good team right now as is?
Well, I'll tell you, there are some very intriguing pieces to this team, and I can't wait to get to know those guys and start working with them. But there's no doubt it starts and stops with a franchise quarterback, and it's extremely exciting to have Sam in the fold and just getting to meet him and his passion and his infectious energy and you know, the way he approaches practice. It's been really cool to see the last 2 days. There's so much young talent on this team. You know, guys like Jamal Adams, guys like Leonard Williams, guys like Quinton Williams, and then the guys that were acquired. You know, probably two of the best free agents at their respective positions in C.J. Mosley and Le'Veon Bell. So I'm so excited that these guys are here. And then you mix in a vertical, a guy that can take the top off the defense, a vertical playmaker, and Robbie Anderson. You know, the cupboard is not bare, for sure.
Talking with Joe Douglas, the new GM of the New York Jets. You know, we've read over and over about how you and Adam Gase actually started a friendship, a working relationship, while that 1 year with the Bears. What was it about him that you liked, and how did you guys get to know each other so well and be so simpatico?
You know, when I first came to Chicago, I'd spent 15 years in Baltimore. And so going there, being the new guy, you're like, okay, you know, where do I even start? And, you know, Adam had already been there. And Adam grabbed me on the first day. He was like, hey, man, you're coming over to the house. I want you and your wife to come over to the house, spend some time with me and my wife, have dinner. Let's talk ball. Let's get together. And
you had never met him before that?
Never. Never had met him. You know, and, you know, Adam's got an infectious personality as well. And so I'm like, yeah, man, let's go. And, you know, I'm over at his house. I'm talking ball. I'm like, okay, you know, we see things very similar. And so I know he left and he had a great opportunity when he left Chicago. So we didn't even get to work together for a calendar year. But we were able to strike up a good relationship early.
Are the rumors true that you're going to try to take Todd McShay away from us?
Well, as you may or may not know, Todd is a good friend, and Todd and I were college teammates together at the University of Richmond many, many, many moons ago. And you know, I would say that we're talking to a lot of very talented, highly respected people. We want to get the best people in here to help the New York Jets, and so we're talking to a lot of different people.
All right, Joe, this has been out there, so, I mean, we're not going to go behind your back and say stuff that we wouldn't say when you're on the air. It seemed that Adam kind of moved McCagnan out or at least helped that along, whether that's true or not, and that when that happened, everybody said Joe Douglas is getting the job because that's who Adam Gase wants as a GM. Is there any validity to any of that, Joe?
You know, all that stuff kicked up around draft, and,
right.
You know, I have blinders on. I'm just trying to worry about the 2019 draft with the Philadelphia Eagles. So I didn't really give him much credence. And you know, after that decision was made, and then you know the Jets had reached out to Howie and Mr. Lurie and requested permission to talk to me. I mean, that was really the first time that it really popped in my mind. Like, okay, this could actually happen.
What were your impressions of the Jets during the process of the interview?
You know, you might have some preconceived notions of what's been there, but you know, when I got into the building, I can't tell you how impressed I was with Christopher Johnson and how genuine and authentic a man he is, and a direct commuter. A direct communicator, and I think we hit it off probably as fast as me and Adam hit it off in 2015. I just appreciate the man that he is, just going through this process and how we shared a lot of the same vision as far as chemistry and team building. And so going around the building and meeting people here, I mean, there's so many good people here, and all they want to do is win, and they just want to help and serve and do whatever it takes. And so there's a selflessness here that really was attractive as far as, okay, I think this is the right place where with the right people we could really do some special things.
Joe, you know, I mean, you love football. You've been in it your whole life. I mean, Jet fans feel as if they've been cursed. They haven't been to the Super Bowl since 1969, 1970, and they just keep, when is this going to happen? It's all these losing seasons, all these non-playoff seasons. How quick can this happen, Joe? Do you feel confident that this could be a really good team for a long time?
You know, that's going to be the goal. You know, I can't make any promises on when that will be. We're going to try to build this thing brick by brick, you know, day by day, and bring in the right people into the locker room, bring in the right people into the building, develop a brotherhood and relationships, and, you know, where guys are going to go to bat for each other, and that guys are going to know that the man next to him has his back and he has theirs. So that's what we're trying to build. And, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, but we're going to work relentlessly to get it done.
Joe, it's going to be difficult to do anything with that New England Patriots team in your division, right? I mean, do you have to build a team that can beat the Patriots, or do you just think about, I just got to build a good football team?
I just got to build a good football team. We've just got to build a good football team. The Patriots have been great for a long time. And Lord knows where I've been in the past. They've been a roadblock to plenty of championships. But it's always great competing against greatness. And it makes it that much more satisfying when you're able to win those games against them. But, you know, there's a lot of respect that I have for that organization, for what they've been able to accomplish. But at the same time, you know, we're trying to build a great football team that can withstand not only the Patriots, but any team that the NFL has to offer.
New Jets general manager officially announced today. Joe Douglas is with us on the Michael Kay Show. Joe, we have long wondered why the Jets power structure has the head coach reporting directly to the owner and the GM reporting directly to the owner, which we've always felt is like an invitation to an end around. Are you okay with the way the power structure is with the Jets?
Yeah, I've been part of that structure for the last 3 years in Philadelphia. I've seen what it can do with the right people in place, and I've seen it win a championship. So that wasn't a concern to me.
Okay, how much does Ozzie Newsome mean to your career?
Everything probably would be. I could probably talk for hours about Ozzie, the man, Ozzie, the boss. I mean, he is the most consistent man I've ever been around. When you talk about authentic, when you talk about genuine, that's Ozzie. When you talk about a leader, you talk about leadership. And Ozzie Newsome, you know, there's a lot of different leadership styles, right? There's you know, leaders that are rah-rah motivational. There's leaders that, you know, coerce you. What makes Ozzie so special, he's the type of leader that you'll do anything for because you never want to let him down because he's got your back, you know, and he's all he wants to do is to help you reach your goals. So he is a Hall of Famer, like not just as a player, not just as a executive, but as a person. And I was so blessed to have worked for him for 15 years of my life.
Did you call and ask him about this job?
You know, he's a mentor, and you know, any job that I've taken since Baltimore, I've talked to Ozzie Newsome.
Mm-hmm. And did he say take it, Joe?
You know, he advised me on a lot of great things about this organization. And you know, I don't want to speak for Ozzie. I can just say that we had great conversations when it came to this job.
Why general manager and not coaching? Why did you make that decision early on?
Yeah. So when I was in college at the University of Richmond, I knew that I probably wasn't going to get an opportunity to play, to further my career as a player. But I knew I wanted to stay involved, either through coaching or scouting. I always loved the behind-the-scenes aspect of the scouting. You know, actually when that was behind the scenes, it's not really behind the scenes anymore with the coverage of the draft and the combine. But I always loved the behind the scenes and how teams were built, and that always intrigued me. And so, and then at the time I thought there was a certain amount of stability in scouting that, I didn't see in coaching because, you know, when you're in college and you see certain coaches come and go after 2 years. So, that combination of things led me more into scouting. And then, you know, we were fortunate to have a really good team at Richmond my senior year in 1998. And we had two guys get drafted. One of them was drafted here, as a matter of fact. Mark Megna was a defensive lineman that was converted to linebacker. And so, when they were working out for pro teams, I was around too, working out for them, but really handing them my resume and saying, hey, look, I'd love to get into scouting. And so, you know, getting the opportunity to start with the Baltimore Ravens in 2000, be around a great group of people and, you know, learning how teams are built from, soup to nuts, as Ozzie would say, you know, that always intrigued me.
Now, Joe, I just want to be able to get some clarity on this because all the reports that came out when you signed, well, he had turned down three offers from the Jets. Was that just negotiating or did you have to be convinced to take this job?
I would say that I would not have been standing at that podium today if I had major reservations about this job. You know, my interview was last Sunday And then there are a lot of conversations that happened between then and Friday night when I agreed on the job, and a lot of great productive conversations with multiple people in the organization. And you know, at the end of the day, I felt like this was just an opportunity that myself and my family couldn't pass up, and I couldn't be more excited to be here.
You were very complimentary of Chris. Are you okay with maybe Woody taking back over in a couple of years and your boss changing?
You know, that's something that, you know, is really out of my control. That may be a better question for Christopher to answer in due time. But I feel I can tell you this, that I feel extremely comfortable with my conversations and my relationship with Christopher.
Well, Joe, I got to tell you this. So everybody says that you're the perfect hire for the Jets. Jets hit a home run. I've never seen you in person, but from the pictures I've seen, I think you could kick anybody GM right around. I mean, easy. You can handle anybody, I'm saying. So if it came down to a fight, I'm picking Joe Douglas.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. I appreciate that, but there's a lot of tough men in this league, and thankfully we don't have to duke it out physically. But can't wait to really get going and just compete against these other teams.
Well, we can't wait to meet you in person. We thank you for carving out some time with us today on the day that you officially announced. We appreciate it. Jet games are on this station, so yep. Hopefully we'll talk to you a lot.
Absolutely. No problem, guys. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, Joe.
All right.
Okay,
Joe Douglas,
have a good one.
The new Jets GM. And you know, the intro that I had, Don and Peter, it's not Fugazi. I mean, people just say that however we got to this point, the Jets made a great hire. Whether or not you disagree with firing McCagnan when they did, which I do, and I think Don and Peter do as well, the next step to get a Joe Douglas, which a guy that was coveted by many people in the NFL, that it is kind of a home run for the Jets. Now, it's sad, though, because you're wasting a year of Joe Douglas. He could have been the guy who spent $120 million. He could have been the guy who actually made the draft picks if they had decided earlier, the way they should have, that Mike Maccagnan was not the guy for them. But I guess you take what you could get, and you hope that he can clean it up.
I got to tell you, he sounded so much nicer than his photos look. He looks like such a tough guy, football guy. You know, I always say Don looks like the embodiment of a guy who should be talking hockey. Joe Douglas looks like the kind of guy who should be making football decisions.
Yeah. And winning the press conference, I think, is important. I mean, you want to get off on the right foot. John Idzik did not have a great first press conference, and he was out of here pretty quick. And at the end of the day, and that's a phrase that gets worn out sometimes in talk radio, we may not have liked the serpentine way they got to this, but they got here. And if they got the right head coach and the right general manager, then we'll see what they do. And nobody will remember or care how they got here as long as they got here. And they do have the general manager and the head coach clearly on the same page. And we've been begging for that for a long time. So they certainly took the scenic route. They would not have taken the route that you or I or Peter would have taken. But if they got to the right destination, Michael, that's all that's going to matter at the end of the day.
And I'll tell you what, Don, you hit it right on the nose. Not since Rex Tannenbaum have they had coaches and GMs on the same page. Rex and Idzik didn't work. Idzik gets fired. Then it's a shotgun marriage between Maccagnan and Bowles. Not that they didn't get along, but that Bowles' choice was pretty much forced on Maccagnan. Maccagnan, his guy was Doug Marrone. So then Bowles is fired. Maccagnan then foolishly goes out and brings a wolf into the hen house, and the rest, as they say, is history, as Gase gets him removed and Joe Douglas. So, yeah, it wasn't that this was the plan, but sometimes even the wackiest plan or even lack of plan could end up with a good result. I think the Jets got it.
Now, we'll see, because a lot of the players that we are complimenting the Jets on for this year and feeling like they might have a pretty good season, whether you liked them or not, are Maccagnan guys. Okay, right. So we'll see how it ends up maturing into when Douglas and Gase decide to put their fingerprints on this and who stays and who goes. But as of right now, it looks like they've got the proper people in place. So only time will tell. I think they're going to have a pretty good season this year, Michael. History tells you that when they bring in a new head coach, they have a winning season.
They've got to improve that secondary. That's job 1, 2, and 3 for Douglas.
And that's going to be important. And it did sound to me like We better get Todd McShay on pretty quick if we want to analyze anything, because I think he's no longer going to be with our company soon.
Very possible.
He certainly didn't shoot it down, so I don't know if you saw the same rumors, Michael, but it's all over the place.
Absolutely. We have been joined. We were joined right at the start of the Douglas interview by the Yes Network between games. The simulcast is on and rolling. Also want to remind everybody, 98.7 ESPN's Bash for Cash is presented by PC Richard and Son. We're going to take one qualifier every game day all season long. So in today's show, we'll select one listener to pick tonight's Subway Series game. So be the first caller at our new contest line, 1-888-987-ESPN. When you hear this sound,
Bash for Cash.
And you're qualified, you'll automatically win a $50 gift card to PC Richard and Son. Give us the player you think is going to hit a home run and in which inning for a chance to win up to $1,000 cash. It's all from PC Richard and Son, the company you can trust since 1909, and the station with the most extensive Yankees coverage, 98.7 ESPN. We'll take some phone calls, and obviously we'll start talking once again about the Kevin Durant injury from last night and where this series will go. The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save, also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. It's Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you. You're watching the simulcast on Yes Network, and you're listening on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55.
The show's popping.
On 98.7 ESPN and on the Listen tab of the ESPN app.